This is Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G, first name, Su, Z-H-U, the date of birth, August 24th, 1931, the referring service, Vital Home Service. The reason for consultation, cardiovascular disease, the HPI. The patient is a 93-year-old male who is referred for evaluation, period. He is known to have multiple medical problems, period. These include chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, comma, history of pericardial effusion, comma, primary hypertension, comma, permanent atrial fibrillation, comma, mixed hyperlipidemia, and severe dementia with agitation, period. The patient presents today as he has failed to respond to prior diuretics, period. In addition, he reports that he has lower extremity swelling with pain and redness, period. The patient is a poor historian as he has deafness, period. His past medical history, as noted, include one, permanent atrial fibrillation, next number chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, next number pericardial effusion, next number primary hypertension, next number PVCs, next number mixed hyperlipidemia, next number severe dementia with agitation, next number deafness. The past surgical history . He has had a chronic Foley catheter placement. The medications, atorvastatin 20 milligrams one daily, carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID, colase 100 milligrams daily, Avodart, 0.5 milligrams daily, furosemide, 40 milligrams POBID, ibuprofen, 400 milligrams every 6 hours PRN, losartan, 25 milligrams daily, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily, spironolactone, milligrams one daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, non-contributory, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking or alcohol use, review of systems, constitutional, he has had mild weight gain, skin, he reports scaling, redness, and lower extremity swelling, eyes, he wears glasses, ears, he has deafness, oral cavity, he has dentures, neck, he has decreased motion pain. respiratory, he has cough and sputum, cardiac, he has chest pain and edema, gastrointestinal, he has history of rectal bleeding, he has diarrhea and constipation, genitourinary, he has elevated PSA, and wears a foot elite catheter. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. A physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 132/77, pulse 97, respiratory rate 20, height 62 inches, weight 151 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. HEENT, head is atraumatic. Normal cephalic, pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodation, sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact, neck supple, no adenopathy, no thyrotomegaly is present, chest demonstrates normal excursion, lungs clear to auscultation, cardiovascular, irregular, normal S1 and S2, there is no S3 or S4, no murmurs noted. The carotid reveal normal upstroke and volume. Lower extremity normal pulses. The back, abdomen. Bowel sounds normally active. No masses or tenderness noted. Back, no CVAT. Extremities, 2 to 3 plus spitting edema. There is confluent erythema of the lower extremity, period. There is scaling dry rash, period. Neurologic, no focal abnormality noted. Data review, echocardiogram, 2/5/2021, revealed left ventricular ejection fraction 47%, severe left atrial enlargement, mild aortic regurgitation, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, small to moderate pericardial effusion without tamponade, EKG demonstrates atrial fibrillation at a rate of 91 beats per minute. There's a right bundle branch block present, period. Non-specific ST/TV changes noted, period. The impression, this is a 93-year-old male with multiple medical problems to include a history of pericardial effusion, permanent atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, hypertension, and deafness, period. He has history of reduced EF in the range of 35% to 50% per prior records, period. Patient currently noted to have ongoing edema despite treatment with furosemide, period. The plan, I will discontinue furosemide, period. I have started him on Bumex 2 milligrams BID. In addition, I have started him on metolazone 5 milligrams BID. He is to continue carvedilol, continue spironolactone for now, period. He require laboratory follow-up. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Thang, VHANG, ZHU. Thank you.